The government will always put security first. And when it comes to the economy and security for working families, that means finishing the job of fixing Britain's finances. That's why today I'm launching the Spending Review, to identify the further savings we need to make in public spending so Britain once again pays its way in the world. We need to eliminate the deficit and run a budget surplus so that we can start to pay down our debts. And we have a plan to do just that and put Britain in its strongest position for almost half a century. In the last 5 years, we've cut the deficit in half, but the government is still borrowing £1 for every £10 it spends. It's simply not fair to go on borrowing money we don't have and expect our children to pick up the bill. We've already started making the cuts we need. In the budget, I set out £12 billion in benefit savings and found £5 billion more from those who don't pay their fair share of tax. Now I'm asking government departments to draw up plans to save taxpayers' money while maintaining the public services we rely on. As promised, we'll protect the health service, committing £10 billion more to our NHS. And to ensure our national security in unsettling times, we'll increase our defence and intelligence budgets too, meeting the NATO target of spending 2% of national income each year. We will also protect spending on our schools and honour our commitment to the poorest people in the world. In other areas, we will need to make big savings, but we know we can do this because we've done it before. Since 2010, we have quite simply done more for less in our public services. Satisfaction with the NHS and local government services is rising, crime is falling, and there are more pupils attending outstanding schools. We'll go on reforming our public services and devolve more power to help rebalance our economy. The principle we'll follow is this: how can we deliver the very best public services in the world in a way that meets the expectations people have these days to make their own decisions about their life and the community they live in? We won't get stuck with the old ways of doing things, but make the best use of modern technology. And we'll always remember that the money we spend is not the government's money, but your money, that you work hard to earn and you pay in taxes. So we have a duty to get the very best value for that money. It won't be easy, but on the 25th of November, I will set out how this will be done. We will fix the roof while the sun is shining and make sure we have an economy that works for the working people of Britain. One purpose, one policy, one nation.